Chris Jones joins us. Chris, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hey, appreciate it, man. Everything good?
Everything is great. How about since I talked to you, last, let's kind of go back in time a little bit. You had your first opportunity to kind of really be a coach with a new group of players at the mini camp. Give me your impressions of that camp, what you liked, and do you feel that the players got a real sense of what to expect under Coach Jones?
Well, I mean, our tempo was really good, especially after the first practice. I felt like we practiced with an extremely high tempo, and they got a good taste as to what they're going to see once they come to camp. Hopefully that information got back to our veterans, and look forward to getting cranked up with those guys soon.
What was your goal philosophy in that camp, Chris? What did you want to ensure happened there?
Well, you know, we wanted, number one, to identify, you know, some offensive linemen. We wanted to identify a couple extra skilled players and certainly a pass rusher or two. And so with all that being said, it was an excellent camp.
Chris Jones, head coach of the Eskimos, joined us. The offensive line is something that I know Ed Hervey hasn't hidden the fact that he wants it improved. You've talked about this offense is going to be a lot different in how you and Mr. McAdoo run it. Do you feel more confident in some of the moves you've made, some of the guys you're bringing into camp, that your offensive line will be improved?
Well, I mean, Ed did a heck of a job in the offseason of identifying, you know, exactly who was available in free agency, and we went out and we were aggressive in that way, and we signed you know, a couple of guys with some experience, and that's the hardest thing CFL is to find guys that are experienced. And so we went out and we did that. And then yesterday we made a trade for Tony, and Tony certainly has played pretty well for both Calgary and Toronto, and I've been part of both of those staffs as he did it. And so I feel good about the fact that we picked him up as well.
Tell me a little bit about Tony. Where do you see him if he makes your roster? Where does he fit in? What's his best position on the O-line?
Well, he's going to have to play left tackle. That's his spot. You know, he can play the left tackle spot, which you know and I know is so important.
Yeah, very important. If you solidify your left tackle position, Chris, via a trade and then get Devin Bailey, man, you'd be doing cartwheels, I'm guessing, as a coach.
Yeah, I feel like that was a pretty good move on our part. They certainly got a good player. He was one of the most dynamic players as well, and he'll be a good backup for Dury and be able to do some return things for them. So it was a two-sided deal. I mean, we both got good players.
Chris, how involved were you? You know, it's funny. In the NFL, depending on organizations, a lot of times, you know, the coach has a real big say in which type of players they draft, because like CFL players, these guys are 22. They can come in right away. They don't necessarily need 3 years of developing like you would in hockey draft. So were you and Ed really both evenly involved in this? And did you guys kind of have a philosophy of certain type of players you want for a system rather than necessarily the best athlete?
Well, I think that any successful organization, when you have two parties that have to meet halfway, basically, meaning.
That's head coach Chris Jones, Montreal Canadiens, just scoring. That's why there's the big cheering here.
I heard it, and I didn't know what in the world it was. But Ed and his personnel staff, I mean, Paul Jones has been in the league for 30 years. So, I mean, he's seen a lot of guys come and go, and those guys certainly know what they're doing on the personnel side of things, but I think at the same time, the coaches know what they want in a player, and so the good organizations work together, and there's a lot of communication there, and I think that we did a nice job of addressing some of those things in the offseason.
Head coach of the Eskimos, Chris Jones, joins us. Chris, give me your thoughts on your second pick, Aaron Milton, running back, big body, 6'3", 215-pounder. How do you plan to use him? Is he guy a special teamer predominantly, or do you see him being involved in the offense?
Well, it's one of those deals where you have to bring – he's a young kid. I mean, he's got a couple of years left, and, I mean, you got to come in and find it exactly what he's ready to do. I don't think you pencil him in and say, hey, you're going to do this. I think that that's a little bit too much for anybody to ask. And so he'll come in and he'll be able to evaluate exactly what he's able to do and how he's able to contribute. And at that point, then he'll be able to pencil in either as a special teams player or as a fullback.
Chris Jones joins us. Ray Hartman, DB out of St. Francis Xavier. Canadian defensive backs, Chris, can really be major difference makers, but it's a big jump. Is this another guy you see as a special teamer? And what's your philosophy as far as developing young secondary guys? What do you think is the most crucial thing they need to have to succeed in your defense?
Well, number one, he's got good size and good athleticism. That was the first thing that jumped out at me. Secondly was his character. I mean, he dropped out of football a couple of years ago to go to work and take care of his family. And anytime you pick up a guy that's got that type of attitude that somebody else is more important than themselves, that's a pretty good pickup. And he had good size and good talent. He ran well. He was aggressive, which I like because, like I say, I mean, we've got a couple of good young Canadian DBs, and just to add depth at that position, behind those guys. And, he's going to be able to play a couple, three special teams because of his aggressiveness.
What's your philosophy on special teams, Chris? Do you limit some guys? Like, can some guys play all four? Are they fresh enough? Do you have them on three? How does it work for your special teams?
Well, I mean, again, you have to get them there and have to evaluate exactly, how they're going to fit. I don't think that you say, hey, this guy can do everything, because you only have them for a few hours to, try and evaluate. So we have to get these guys in here and put them through the ringer and, run them and see what happens when they fatigue and that type of thing before you're able to evaluate. We're going to slot them in.
Not necessarily even the young kids. What about your veterans, guys who you've got on that roster? You probably have them in pencil, maybe even in pen to make your team. Over the years, do you feel a lot of guys can play all special teams, Chris, or just due to the pace of the game, do you like to limit it to two or maybe three?
Well, that's, again, there's very few that can play four and be effective and also play offensive and defensive position. The guys that play four are primarily special teams type bodies that's their role. Very seldom do you find even like when we had Anwar Stewart and some of the better players that I've had, I mean, KJ, those guys, I mean, Tim Strickland, I mean, they were two and maybe three special teams players, and that's it. You didn't see them having to play four. And so, like I say, with that being said, we just got to get them in here and see what they are, regardless of whether, because I don't know any of them, because I wasn't here with them last year. I know very few of these players firsthand, so I've got to get them in here and evaluate what they can and can't do.
When you get them in, head coach of the Eskimos, Chris Jones, joins us. How much time do you feel you need to really get a sense of what a player has and offers?
About a week. Once we go through, seven or eight practices, you have a pretty good idea. If he shows up and he does the same things over and over and over again, then he's the type of player that you're going to want. I mean, there's going to be a lot of guys that flash here or there, that look good one day, and then the second practice they come back and look like me in a uniform, and you don't want that. So you want guys that show up, and every day there's a level of consistency. That way when you go to the game, exactly what to expect.
When you look at your lineup, and we're getting closer to training camp, I know Eskimo fans are getting excited. I'm sure you're chomping at the bit to get on the field, and hopefully the CBA is ratified and everybody can play. Rennie Curran, J.C. Sherritt, both played middle linebacker. There's, in your defense, I'm pretty sure you're only running one, Chris. Have you looked up different scenarios? Is either one of those guys maybe better suited to slide out and be one of your outside linebackers if it comes to that?
Well, right now, one of them is going to be Mike and one of them is going to be the Will. We've got to wait and see, exactly where we line them up. Like I say, we've got them penciled in a certain way right now. Basically, those two inside backer spots are very, very similar.
Okay.
And so it's just a matter of us seeing what they can and can't do, and then we will know after about the, second or third practice as to where, people are going to fit best.
In your system, what subtle differences, or what do you need more from a Will compared to a Mac linebacker in your system?
Well, the Will linebacker is a little bit, I guess, I don't want to say versatile, because our Mac has to do a lot of stuff, but The Will linebacker needs to be able to play a little bit of two-man, drop back, and be a safety-type player with some instincts with the football in the air, and then also be able to man cover the best player 100% of the time. And he's got to be able to cover every back, basically. And then the Mike linebacker's got to be able to play up in the A-gap and be able to cover the running back sometimes. And so that's kind of the job description for our players.
And in your secondary, Chris, your Sam, would you classify him as a Sam or more as a nickel?
Well, he's more of a nickel. I mean, you know, the days of having a true, you know, Sam, old school Sam linebacker, those days have come and gone long ago. And, you know, now it's been more of this nickel deal since I was with Don way back when.
Do you need a banger at safety?
Nope. We need a man cover guy. We need a guy that can slide down and blitz. We need a guy that can slide down and cover, you know, three strong or two weak. And, you know, that's kind of our philosophy, you know.
And one last one. I appreciate your time, Chris. Talk about your Canadian receivers. Of course, you added Bailey, another one. He told me earlier today on the show that he gets just as excited about blocking as he does about receiving a ball, which is great, I'm guessing, from a coach, because young guys are going to have to learn how to block. You've got a lot of good young Canadian talent in your receiving corps. How do you plan to incorporate them all, you know, so they're all on the field contributing, whether it's offensive or on special teams?
Well, the first thing is we do a lot of substituting. We're going to play a lot of people in order to build depth. That's the only way you can build depth is if you're not afraid to put them in the game. If you go back and look at us, especially defensively over the last few years, we've been able to play a lot of players, and very seldom have you ever been able to catch us where we weren't able to make adjustments personnel-wise. And, you know, it didn't take us completely out of our defense if we lost a guy. And I attribute that to the fact that we do a lot of substituting, and we expect everybody to know their job and be able to get on the field and perform at a high level. And that's what our plan is.
Coach, always great to catch up with you. We'll talk to you in a few weeks.
That sounds great, man. Look forward to it. We're excited. Staff's excited. And, you know, like I say, after mini camp, it kind of, you know, the itch starts getting there, and it's just going to be a, you know, a really good time. We look forward to it.